Unusually high levels of smog forced many residents in industrial regions and bigger towns and cities to stay indoors for several days last week. In the Moravian town of Karviná, for example, dust levels were 10 times higher than usual. The elderly, children and people with asthma or other health problems had breathing difficulties. Many who could escaped to the country. Dita Siedu reports.
Imagine waking up one day to a mobile phone text message which reads, "Please be warned of a high concentration of air pollution. We advise you to stay indoors and only go outside if absolutely necessary." This is how the local authorities of the northern town of Ústí nad Labem warned its residents last Tuesday. But Ústí is not the only city where high levels of smog have been setting off alarm bells. Ostrava, Brno, Olomouc and some parts of Prague were in the same situation, and in some places people are still being advised to stay indoors. The problem is what meteorologists here call inversion. In very simple terms, it's when cold air stays close to the ground and warmer air lies on top of it. The colder air is trapped like the contents of a pot under a lid. This would not be such a problem if the trapped air were not polluted, as Luboš Němec from the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute explains.
Inversion in itself is not dangerous to our health, but the problem is that we produce too much waste. During inversion, we are forced to breathe in the dust, smoke, exhaust fumes and other waste products, because the polluted air has nowhere to escape to. It cannot disperse into the atmosphere as it would normally.
When it comes to waste, ordinary Czechs have become much more conscious of their environment compared to a decade ago. Recycling bins, for example, are full to the brim, and many households now prefer glass to plastic. But Czechs are only environmentally friendly when it suits their wallets. As of this year, more ecological ways of heating have become more expensive. In an attempt to save costs, ever more homes are using their fireplaces and less environmentally friendly sources of heat, like coal and wood. Petr Kopáček is the spokesman for the Czech Fire Brigade.
You'd be shocked to see what some people burn just to get some cheap heat. They use petrol, for example. But what's completely unacceptable is that their boilers or fireplaces serve as dustbins for waste. This should never, ever be the case.
Gas and electricity bills will continue to rise this year. On the one hand, it might encourage people to be more sparing in energy consumption. But on the other, the danger is that the move back to more pollutant fuels will continue. But some Czechs, at least, have benefited from the inversion. Those who spent time up in the mountains had excellent weather conditions. The sky was clear and the sun was shining.
Well, lucky them. Here in the centre of Prague, we can barely remember what a really blue sky looks like. You'll be able to hear more about on the subject of smog, or inversion, as we call it here in the Czech Republic, in Dita Asiedu's Talking Point this week. That's on Tuesday.